These sayings are faithful and true. December 31st. I hath not seen nor ear heard. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. In the darkest days of her long conflict with evil, the Church of God has been given revelations of the eternal purpose of Jehovah. His people have been permitted to look beyond the trials of the present to the triumphs of the future, when, the warfare having been accomplished, the redeemed will enter into possession of the promised land. These visions of future glory, scenes pictured by the hand of God, should be dear to His Church today, when the controversy of the ages is rapidly closing, and the promised blessings are soon to be realized in all their fullness. Clad in the armor of Christ's righteousness, the Church is to enter upon her final conflict. Fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners, she is to go forth into all the world, conquering and to conquer. The prophets to whom these great scenes were revealed longed to understand their full import. They inquired and searched diligently, searching what, or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things, which are now reported unto you. Look up, and let your faith continually increase. Let this faith guide you along the narrow path that leads through the gates of the city into the great beyond, the wide, unbounded future of glory that is for the redeemed.